Phoebe's disco party. Phoebe's disco party. Phoebe's disco party. Phoebe. Phoebe's disco party. Phoebe's disco party. Phoebe's disco party.
Hello, you are listening to BB's Disco Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. So, every Tuesday between 3 and 4, you will hear the sounds of Discorder magazine, and that is any music that we have published in the pages of Discorder magazine, that's CITR's publication. I am the editor of Discorder, so this is content that is very close to my heart, content that I like to share with others. So thank you for joining me on this lovely hour. I really appreciate it. Last week I played a lot of stuff that was coming up on Music Waste, and for good reason. Music Waste was amazing over the weekend. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did as well. We printed the full Music Waste schedule in the June issue of Discorder, a really gorgeous illustrated schedule. It was our pleasure to publish every year for Music Waste. There was one show that I really meant to get to that I didn't get to, that I feel really bad about, actually, because I was so looking forward to it, and I got wrapped up writing a grant. I want to say shout out to everyone out there who is writing grants right now because deadlines are coming up. And shout out to those that are writing grants that also have magazines to run, because a lot of you are out there as well. I see you. I feel you. So one show that I didn't get to that I really wanted to was one that was at Redgate's new location on Main Street, which may be called Newgate. I don't actually know. I'm not really, or like New Redgate, perhaps. I need to check in with some folks. I don't actually know what they're calling themselves. But anyways, it was at 1965 Main Street on Saturday night. It was the Trolls, Kamikaze Nurse, Psy, Bored Decor, and Rambone. And I really wish I'd been there. I wasn't. But I'm going to play some music from those bands, and I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to pretend that I'm there. And yeah, you can pretend you were there with me. Let's start off by listening to The Trolls.
Take it out.
Left my bedroom for days. It's because I've been reading my favorite magazine. It's called Discorder, and the June issue is out now.
This month in Discorder, you'll read about the indigenous burlesque group Virago Nation, emerging hip-hop artist Rude Nala, DIY artist-run space Duplex, Dim Cinema's experimental moving art programs, Moniker Press's experimental risograph printing, toxic masculinity as defined by Weva, and so much more. You can even pull out the June event calendar and flip it for the Music Waste Festival schedule June 7th to 10th. Thank you to our advertisers Timber Concerts, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, The Rio, Cinematech, Hexistential Festival, AMS, Queer Arts Festival, and Blueprint Events.
An Evening in Damascus returns for its fourth year. Join us on July 31st as this fundraiser brings the soul of Syria to the heart of Vancouver with music, storytelling, dancing, wine, and food. All proceeds go to support queer Syrian refugees. For more information and tickets, visit eveningindamascus.com.
And we are back. You are listening to BB's Disco Party. I'm BB. This is my disco party. Thank you for joining me. We just heard a lot of music. So we started out with the Trolls, and that was some old stuff from the Trolls, over a year old now. Trolls, if you are listening, it's time to put some more new music on the internet, please. We want to hear more from you. That was a great set, so I hear, over the weekend, though I wasn't there. But it was, yeah, I want to hear more from you. That would be nice. Thank you. And then we heard the newest track from Bored Decor, No Love in Romance, off of their upcoming album, The Color Red. It comes out soon. If you've seen Bored Decor live, you've seen that song live. It's got a lot of energy to it. It's just as fabulous live as it is recorded. So if you see Bored Decor playing anytime soon, go check them out. And then we heard Kamikaze Nurse. You may recognize Casey on the vocals, Casey Way of Hazy and Agony Club and Late Spring Fame. And then we finished that off with the song Magpie by the band Psy. They have two demos on Bandcamp. They're great demos. I suggest if you liked that you should listen to the other one as well. Who knows? I might even play the other one later if I'm really feeling up for it. I don't even know. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the hour that I have taken over the Discorder Twitter account. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, debates you feel like getting into, I may engage with you over at the Discorder Twitter. That's @DiscorderMeg is the handle. I have my own personal Twitter account too. Just Britt Bachman. My name's Britt Bachman. I'm the editor of Discorder, if you didn't catch that. I want to plug another thing that was covered in Discorder magazine, and that was in the RLA section. There was this great review written by Hannah Toms of a show that happened on May 10th at Redgate, their Hastings location, featuring Wire Spine, Champion Lawnmower, Smoker, Bedwetters Anonymous, and Celine. So it was a fundraiser for the Tsleil-Waututh Nation Sacred Trust Fund and the Tiny House Warriors, two indigenous organizations that are fighting against the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion. This is work that they are continuing to do. This was a fundraiser that happened prior to the big announcement that was that the Trudeau government had decided to purchase this 65-year-old leaky pipeline. That was a bit of a bummer. But this fundraiser happened, and we're happy that it happened. We're happy to have a review in the June issue of Discorder. So on the topic of Champion Lawnmower, it seems like the entire, theme of the evening was kind of the sort of commodification of land and the grotesque nature of capitalism in general and how absurd commercials are and kind of over-the-top advertisement can be. And it sounds like Champion Lawnmower really took that to heart in their display. So Hannah Toms writes, Champion Lawnmower performed with aptly chosen lawnmower infomercials playing behind them. Although I've seen them live countless times, the group's melodic guitar and bass riffs well-timed song breaks and humorous lyrics make for a kind of music you don't get tired of. Well, let's see if you feel the same way. We're going to play some Champion Lawnmower now and listen to Wire Spine as well, which is, I want to point out, probably as disco as we're going to get on this program. This is BB's Disco Party. Thank you for listening thus far. Keep listening. Please, here is Champion Lawnmower with the song Teeth or Retirement.
Take up the teeth that I can afford to fix them on a weekend diet. At the age of 20, since I've got the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Hey, hey, this is Lady Gaga, and you're listening to CITR FM 101.9. Look out, Vancouver.
I'm so sorry. I tried to, like, not laugh, but I can't believe that that was just back-to-back a little bit of a vampire promo that I just randomly found on our computer, and then Lady Gaga giving a station ID. That's absolutely bizarre. Anyways, you are listening to BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my disco party every Tuesday between 3 and 4. Tune in to hear the sounds of Discorder Magazine and perhaps the occasional vampire-themed PSA, because apparently that's what we play now. Over this last music block, we listened to a whole bunch of Champion Lawnmower off of their album Babies, which was released in December. We heard Teeth or Retirement, Holistic Weather Network, Combo Number 5, and Lyme Crisis of 2014. Do you remember that Lyme Crisis? Because I was listening to the lyrics, I was like, wow, this is so true. Like, they are in season, and they're extremely expensive. I picked a really, really awful time to get into margaritas in 2014, and yeah, I mean, it was really expensive. Who's going to pay $4 for a lime? I hope that never, ever happens again. But I've noticed that they're still quite expensive. So I don't know. Maybe we should make a PSA about, you know, keep limes affordable. That would be a great topic for a PSA. Maybe. I don't know. And then we heard Wirespine with the song Burn You. That is an old song. But I noticed that Wirespine has been playing a lot more shows lately. So maybe we'll get some new stuff soon. I also want to read out another review from the RLA section. This one is the Red Haven album release party that was at the Fox Cabaret on May 16th. Kitty and the Rooster and Los Duendes played as well. I'm going to read the entire review just because it's so solid and I think it gives a really good introduction to the type of music that played at the Fox. I think it's just really well written. It's written by somebody under a pen name, Eris Thought. I don't know who that person is, but thank you, Eris Thought. I appreciate your words. So I'm going to start reading now. With a wall of explosive noise, a grand cinematic entrance, and two carefully ordained masks to their name, Kitty and the Rooster kicked off the night with their musical self-introduction song, Official Bio. We're like Bonnie and Clyde, we're like Romeo and Juliet started a band, they sang, as catchy guitar hooks rang through the red-lit Fox Cabaret. As the sun was setting and more concertgoers began to arrive, the local Vancouver duo drummed and sang, enticing the audience with songs about modern trends, bad band names, love, sex, and getting evicted in the Vancouver housing market, bridging their songs with well-paced jokes and quips like, what do you call it when you drive from Vancouver to Calgary to play one show? A one-gig hard drive. The punchline also happens to be the name of their upcoming album. The pair got the energy going and the crowd engaged for the rest of the night. It was Red Haven's turn next, announcing that they would be performing every song from their newest release, Funhouse Mirror. Red Haven was greeted with a tremendously warm welcome by the evening crowd. Jen Charters, Nathan Turner, Brendan Steele, and Max Lay treated the audience to an album-length live show of well-harmonized vocals, groovy saxophone, smooth notes of the double bass, and energetic drums to boast. The tracks on the album, like the catchy single People's Medicine, were undeniably danceable, and I found myself in the crowd moving and swaying happily on the floor. It was incredibly fun being lost in the moment of Red Haven's unique brand of jazz and soul music. In between songs, Charters' jokes and song descriptions kept the audience engaged. Rounding out the set with a backdrop of thunderous clapping and cheers, Red Haven reappeared on stage for an encore, but not before taking a moment to put on sunglasses in matching charismatic style. A few of Red Haven's members reached out to the audience, borrowing pairs of sunglasses from enthusiastic attendees. With lots of laughter all around, Red Haven concluded their set on a high note. Well past midnight, Vancouver locals Los Duendes took the stage. Their upbeat, psychedelic Latin fusion filled the Fox from corner to corner, and the audience took their last opportunity to dance and groove before the night's end. A rapid combination of conga, drums, guitar, and occasional vocals, Los Duendes held back no enthusiasm. Playing a mix of covers and original music, they gave an enjoyable and vibrant end to a great night. So we are going to listen to Kitty and the Rooster, Red Haven, and Los Duendes, and you can judge for yourself if that was a great review. I think it was. Thank you, Aris Thought. We're going to start off with Kitty and the Rooster, one of their older songs called Paid $1 Million to Live Like You're Poor, on CITR 101.9 FM.
You kick the cock off of the block. You kick the kitty out of the city. You bought the house, kicked us out the door.
You paid $1 million to live like you're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor.
You're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor. like you're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor. You paid $1 million to live like you're poor.
Shaking with my body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with my? Well, I see buttercup,
you see heartache,
you got a black veil resting right across your face,
and I see light breathing in the downpour.
You got a cigarette lip sucking back for more.
You see a tragedy and losing all that we create.
I see a world turning,
I see them souls burning. We are everything and this is why we became. This is what we be. This is what we be.
You are still listening to BB's Disco Party. I haven't gone anywhere yet. I am BB. This is my disco party. This last music chunk has demonstrated, I think, better than any music chunk, that you can really hear anything on this show because we play music from the current issue of Discorder, and the current issue of Discorder is the June issue. So you just heard Los Duendes with the song Los Hoyos. I may have said that wrong, sorry. And then before that was Red Haven with the song People's Medicine. And before that was Kitty and the Rooster. Paid $1 million to live like you're poor. They are going to be releasing a new album soon, and I desperately look forward to it. Kitty and the Rooster perform with masks, full head masks of a kitty and a rooster. And it's great. And I like it. I think that more bands should wear crazy outfits. I was talking about this on the weekend with our music director, Miles Black. Yeah, I'm sure you agree with me, right? Right? Maybe? Anyways, you've heard a lot about Discorder in this last hour, and I've read a few reviews. If you are interested in ever contributing to the magazine, we are always looking for writers, photographers, illustrators, people to help our art director out with some layout and formatting stuff. Really, if you have any interest in learning about publishing, you can reach out to us. We will teach you about publishing. And there's other people that are better at radio that can also teach you about radio. So if you're interested in being involved at Discorder or CITR, you can contact us. Email dora@volunteer@citr.ca and you can come hang out. That would be a lot of fun. We are also always looking for programmers. So if you have an idea for a great new show, there's actually an open time slot just before my hour and just after my hour. So if you want to be Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. or from 2 to 3 p.m., then you should come and pitch a show and join me on air sometime. And we can be radio neighbors because that's pretty fun. So I want to carry out this hour with some Sam Tudor. So Sam Tudor is a longtime contributor of Discorder. He's been on the radio a whole bunch as well. He's a writer. He is a photographer. He is a filmmaker. He is all these things, and he is also an incredibly talented musician. He released the album Quotidian Dream, a while ago now. He released it in August, but the vinyl is finally ready. And so Sam Tudor and his band will be playing a homecoming show / vinyl release party at Redgate Review Stage this Friday, June 15th. And Devours and My Sister Maria will be opening for Sam Tudor. I'm really looking forward to that. There are still tickets available and records for purchase. There'll be lots of records for purchase. So you should go and buy a vinyl, maybe. I'm going to play Sam Tudor up until the end of the hour. And if you like what you hear, then go check out that show at Redgate Review Stage. And yeah, maybe I'll see you there. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week on Tuesday at 3 p.m. for another episode of BB's Disco Party. Chat soon. Thanks for tuning in. Listen to Sam Tudor. Go to his release party. Bye.
I mostly sit inside all day, just staring at the feet. I got a room across the hall with all the things I need. When I run out of toothpaste, I can go and get some more. I leave my house and walk a block till I get to the store. And I know there's nothing sad or bad about this life of mine. There's people getting cavities, but my mouth's doing fine. that all this normalness can make you feel so bad. Oh, ah, oh, oh, ah, ah, oh, oh. I'm getting education at a decent school in town. The house is kind of drafty, but the Wi-Fi's barely down. With everything considered, things are going pretty cool. They chlorinate the water while I'm drowning in the pool. When I'm not sad, I'm feeling guilty. I feel guilty when I'm sad. Strange that all this normalness can make you feel so bad. Ah, 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 oh. Make you feel so bad. Oh.